It's In the Moment. I'm Matt Wiesner, and welcome to Summer with the Symphony, with weekly performances throughout the summer. Today, music by American composer John Corigliano, his Symphony No. 1. Corigliano visited Sioux Falls last October for this performance, and he'll walk us through the piece before we hear it. But first, South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer talked with Lori Walsh about John Corigliano and this Symphony No. 1.
Well, John, I've known him, you know, not really well, but we've known each other for a long time. I would call him the senior member of the composers, of the American composers, like the father at this point of living American composers. He's one of the few composers that's really has more of an international reputation, like, you know, that the major orchestras in Europe will play his music as well, mm-hmm. whereas they'll shy away from Copland and Bernstein because it's kind of too popular. Mm-hmm. John's music is it's very powerful, particularly this symphony, which was written in response to the AIDS crisis, and it was written in the late 80s. Symphony No. 1, it's subtitled of Rage and Remembrance. And both of those things are palpable in this work. He brings his own expression to living in New York City in the midst of this crisis, when nobody understood what the crisis was and where it came from and how it was going to be managed. I mean, you know, in the mid 80s, nobody, I mean, it was a big puzzle, right? It seemed like a plague that was striking, particularly the gay community. And John had literally dozens of friends dying. This composition was a major event. It was premiered by the Chicago Symphony, but I was actually at the rehearsals and performances in New York when it came. I believe it was 1990 when it came to New York City, and I can say that we were not ready for this piece musically, but also, you know, as you're saying, there was persecution, there was a lot of ignorance around the AIDS crisis and around the gay community, and they did it, in fact, endure a lot of persecution. Even among the activists in New York, nobody was ready for this. Mm. Nobody understood it. I think we're much more ready for this piece now.
South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer with Lori Walsh. In a few minutes, we will hear John Corigliano's Symphony No. 1. But first, Corigliano was in Sioux Falls for this performance, and he walked the audience through the movements of this symphony.
Thank you so much. It's my first trip to South Dakota, and it's a wonderful place, and you have such a great orchestra and conductor. Let's give them a round of applause. This piece was written in the late 1980s, and I had lost many friends. And one of my closest friends, a concert pianist friend of mine who lived in Chicago, I was diagnosed with AIDS. At that time, that was a death sentence. It meant you had at the most 2 years to live and not live very well. I sort of felt I had to write something about my friends. And at the time, I was a composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony under Sir George Scholte. And I was to write a big piece, and he wanted me to write a concerto for orchestra because he liked the way I wrote for the orchestra. And I thought to myself, this is not what I should be writing. I should be writing about the loss of my friends. So I went to the management, and they agreed that that would be okay. And I started it on the piece. Now, the friend who was diagnosed with AIDS that prompted me to take this commission, he died a week after the premiere. He lived the 2 years and went to the premiere and died a week later. And the title of the first movement is in his honor, of Rage and Remembrance. Rage is an emotion we feel when we're powerless. Someone we love has died of cancer or whatever, and we can't do anything about it. And we rage because we're powerless and we're so horribly hurt. Remembrance is the opposite. It's the remembering of the wonderful times, of the happiness, of sharing that happiness. And so this movement alternates between those two emotions. And it starts right away with the enormously ferocious, rage-filled beginning. The entire string section is playing one note on A on the open string this way. Very fast bows, very loud, really tense. And then the second time after it happens, we get this enormous orchestra coming in and we hear a kind of heartbeat sound. Bum, 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 the orchestra. And so it explodes into a very, very big climax and the strings playing a very, very high notes and slowly settling down. And this is where the remembrance parts comes in. An offstage piano plays a piece that my friend loved to play at every concert he played, and it was the Albanese Tango. The second movement is called Tarantella. I wrote in 1970 a set of two four-hand pieces for pianists. My mother liked to play four-hand music with a friend of hers, and other people I knew that were non-professional pianists but loved the piano. And the last one of these was a tarantella dedicated to a man who was very important in the music industry. He ran Baldwin Pianos. So I wrote that in 1970. Little did I know that he developed AIDS, and in 1985, he died of AIDS dementia, which is when the virus gets into the brain and you become insane. And so the second movement is this tarantella seen through the eyes of madness. Now after that, the third movement is very different. It's very melodic and quiet. And it's called Giulio's Song. For a friend of mine, Giulio, who also died of AIDS, of course, who was an amateur cellist who I went to college with. And he used to come over with his cello, and I would play the piano, and we would improvise together. Had a lot of fun doing that. So I kept a friendship with him, and then when I was writing the symphony, I said, I want to write Giulio's song, a melody for him.
Composer John Corigliano walking us through his Symphony No. 1. And here it is, from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra on Summer with the Symphony from SDPB.
Thank you. Thank you.
the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, and the Symphony No. 1 by John Corigliano, recorded October 5th, 2019. Music director Delta David Geyer led the orchestra. Today's concert was recorded by Earsay. I'm Matt Wiesner. Thanks for being here. Join us again next week for more Summer with the Symphony.